That's a charter which is based on the South African charter. Valerie Hughes, a member of Irish Syria Solidarity Movement, and it's going to... it's been discussed and documented by thousands of Syrians. So the Syrian voice, both in Planet Syria and for the Syrian Freedom Charter, is being heard finally after 4 years, because it's been swallowed up in all the, between ISIS and Assad, the actual voice of the people who started the uprising has been completely, has disappeared. And it's finally... resurgent with this campaign, Planet Syria. So it's based on interviews with thousands upon thousands of ordinary Syrians and what they want for the future. And also, I think even though these people are non-violent activists, the one thing that is they stress is that the barrel bombing, unless there's a solution of the ongoing barrel bombing by the Assad regime and the aerial bombardment, you will never get a solution, a peaceful solution, and you won't be able to confront the problem of ISIS, because one is causing the other. Without resolving the Assad situation and him being brought to justice and the barrel bombing stopping, then, you know, ISIS will not go away. And when you read the Irish Times editorial today, they were saying... really, you know, that Assad had to be supported, as well as the New York Times editorial, more or less. And that is completely outrageous, because, you know, if they think that's going to bring peace and stability, it's incredible.
My name is Laila, and I'm half Palestinian, half Spanish. كل دعمنا من إيرلندا للشعب السوري. رح نضلنا هون عم نصرخ عم نهتف. وعم رح نحاول يعني قدر الإمكان نرسل دعمنا ونوقف العنف. يعني بعرف إنه شغلة صعبة, بس إحنا رح نضلنا هون مو ساكتين. Yeah. Like I was saying that we are here in Ireland. We are sending all our support and. Like, we know it's complicated over there, but we will be by their side every day. And we will try, like, we will always say not to violence.
When you know that there are people inside Syria who would be happy to see that even a handful of people have come out here, and then another handful in Beijing or Copenhagen or Bratislava or all over the world, it adds up and it lets people know that they're not forgotten. Completely. But yeah, it is extremely disheartening to see the indifference in Ireland to the level of suffering in Syria.
What's caused that indifference, do you think?
Oh, a combination of the spin that was put on the situation politically originally, where people were led to believe that everybody who opposed Assad was an Islamic extremist. And then by promoting that narrative for long enough and trying to eliminate the moderate opposition, it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the moderate opposition is still there and we're still supporting them, and the people are still being bombed on a daily basis, and we want a no-fly zone to stop that.
I'm Peter Walsh. I'm Irish, living in Dublin, just outside Dublin. And I became interested in Syria, I suppose, partly because of my experiences on the Bosnian campaign, because there are so many similarities between the two situations. And I think what we're seeing in Syria today is a result of the international community abandoning Syria because of the face-off between the two opposing camps. You get the Americans and the Russians on opposite sides, and they're in a stalemate. So, unfortunately, Syria is getting carved up in the middle, in the meat grinder, literally, seems to be what's happening. And there's an entire destruction of an entire society happening there right before our eyes.
Have people disconnected because they feel it's too complicated?
I think so. I think that's very true. Yep. Yes, absolutely.
How do you reconnect people again?
I think the coverage should get better. The news coverage should be better, should be better informed. And I think we also need a bit of leadership and vision from the political powers that be everywhere, including in Ireland.
There's a certain irony where you're standing outside the General Post Office.
Yes, absolutely.
In Dublin.
Yeah, in this Easter
time,
week.
In Easter week. Perhaps you could say something about the connection between our own struggle and all the coverage and maybe the struggle of Syrians for their independence.
It's strange, really, to see the two juxtaposed, because I think there's an element of nostalgia and sentimentality gets attached to these historic occasions. And very often we miss the real political struggle that went on. You know, I'm not saying they're exactly the same situation, but they're both political struggles of people just for freedom and self-determination, you know, common decency.